Hi, and welcome to the QuitCast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast. My name is Becca, and I'm going to be your host today. We are just about to close out our Writer's Block series, and today I have my first fiction release in almost 2.5 years, and that was super exciting. I'm super glad that that happened. And the reason, and I was actually blocked, and it's sort of, I guess, ironic maybe that I have been doing a Writer's Block series when as a fiction writer, I was also blocked. And it's been a very difficult 2.5 years with this book, and I finally got it finished. And the reason, and that's why I'm here today, is to talk about the reason why I finally got this book finished. So this book has been in some iteration in the back, either the back or front of my brain for the last 2.5 years. And I started this book 13 times, including the one that I just finished. And it has been a little bit crazy to work on this because I would start and stop, right? Like I just couldn't find the story. And finally, what happened that broke the block was I found some community support. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So we have stumbled upon, and I'm sure this is not going to be news to most of you because some of you probably already do some version of this, but the reason I specifically wanted to talk about this today with these guys who are part of what we call the office, when I get up in the morning now, I go to the office with these guys and we all sit and write together, and we wanted to talk about it and the process and how it started and why we do it and how it works, because I think it's fairly important for people to consider this as an option when you've been in writer's block for a long time, especially if you've been in burnout. The reason that I feel like it worked so well for me was I felt like I always had the community support and I had something to look forward to about going back into the manuscript. And I'll be honest, when I got to like version, 6 or 7 of this book, I started to really dread opening the book back up. It became something I didn't really want to work on. And once I got into the office, which has been amazing for me, it just came so quickly. It was like the dam just broke and all the water came out. And that was very exciting for me. So I'm going to let the guys come on and talk about it. And if you haven't heard of these guys before, the two guys that are going to come on with me are Sean Inman, who writes time travel portal fiction right now, and Terry Schott, who writes science fiction. And then we also have Crystal Shannon, who couldn't make this recording, but you guys have all seen her before. She was on the Learner episode. The four of us have what we call The Office. And to talk more about The Office, I'm going to let Sean and Terry and Becca take it away.
You'd like me to be honest, right?
Yes, I would like
Sean you to be
honest.
Sean and I were both thrilled. We'd been looking for exactly this opportunity for months and never
found it. When I first saw it, I thought that is exactly what I've been looking for. As a matter of fact, that I think this may have been my idea to begin with.
I think it was.
Yes, indeed. And I remember only jealousy pouring through my heart, thinking, why didn't I come up with such an idea? Damn you, and then I punched myself in the face and tried to get through my ideation to chastise it for the stupidity of it.
No, so tell me what really happened, Terry, when you first heard about it.
Did you start recording yet?
Yes.
Oh, well, what really happened was, so you first came to me and said you were trying to finish your book. Just getting into your book and you have a deadline and you're like, hey, you sent me a little text. Hey, you want to do a couple word sprints? And I was like, okay, I've never done word sprints. Sean had done word sprints and said they were good. So I'm like, oh, I'll try. So I said, sure. And you went, great, here's the link. And I went, link. And it was for a Zoom room. So I went into the Zoom room and you were there. And I thought, oh, we're going to do this somehow together visually. It's going to be some interactive thing. And so I said, awesome. And you were like, great, let's get started. I go, excellent. What are we doing? You said, well, hold on. Okay, the timer's set for 20 minutes and go. And then you started typing and I'm looking around thinking, what do you mean go? What do I? So I said, what do I do? Just type your words. So I type my words thinking, okay, I did it. 20 minutes goes by. I've got, and then the timer goes off and Becca's all excited. That's it. 20 minutes. How did you do? I go, I wrote like 400 words. Awesome. I wrote 720. Okay, great. What do we do? Well, we just did it. I said, we did it. Yeah. I said, aren't we here to do something else? No, this is it. But Becca needed her words and I was there to be supportive. So I went, oh, cool. And then she went, you want to go again? Like she was all excited. Like we had just done something. And I went, sure. Yeah, I want to go again. So then the timer got set. We wrote for another 20 minutes. Timer got set. We wrote for 20 minutes. And then that was it. We were done. The next day she asked me the same thing. Do you want to come in and do sprints? No. That was my answer that day. No. But Beck is my friend. It was helping her write. And so I went back into it.
Yeah.
And then I knew right what to do. There was no questions. I started writing. And then the sprint was done and I got this weird different feeling that I had written words. And then I realized today I wasn't going to write anything, but now I've written 500 words and I did it because I went into this room. So then we did it again and again. And at the end of our sprints, I had like 2,000 words early in the day when normally I go all day or days where I don't do things. And it bit me. That's when it hit me. This is kind of cool. And so then the next day, I said to Becca, when are we doing those sprints? And she said, oh, yeah, okay, well, sure, we could do those. And because now I knew that I wasn't going to write that day, but I was now because I was doing the sprints. And so then I said, hold on, let me get Sean in here. And then Sean came in.
And then Sean could pick up the story.
All right, so I got a Facebook message from my very good friend, Terry Schott, who said, hey, we're doing these sprints together in a Zoom room. And I said, all right. And he said, you should come join us. And I thought, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. What do you do? Do you all just sit around looking at each other and typing your stories? And he said, yeah, that's exactly what we do. And I said, oh, okay. Well, this is too good. I can't pass up an opportunity to make fun of two of my writer friends like this, so I'm going to come in just to make fun of you guys.
Yes.
That was my whole intention, was just to come in to just snicker at you a little bit. So,
nope.
But I keep track of my word count on a weekly basis. So we've been doing this for 2 weeks now. So here's my word count for the last 6 weeks. Because I'm on a pre-order deadline, too. I have to upload in 10 days. I have to upload this 100,000-word book. So here's my word count leading up to it. 6,900, 11,500, a big week, 15,000, and the next week back to normal, 11,800. Those were my 4 weeks leading up to us opening what we call the office. My last 2 weeks, this has been my word count. Now, we started partway into this first week, so it wasn't quite as good, but I did 20,700 words.
Oh, and wow.
This week.
In five days,
I did 20,000 words. And this week, where we had the office open the whole time, by the end of the day today, I'll do 30,000 words.
Yeah.
I've been writing for 10 years now. And I have never come close to 30,000 words ever. So there's something really weird. It's not as funny as I hoped it would be because I don't get to make fun of you guys anymore. But there's a certain synergism and there's something about just being together with somebody else doing exactly the same thing you're doing. It focuses me. My only problem is now I'm kind of addicted to it. So if there's ever a day when you guys are like, oh, I'm going here and I'm going here and I'm all by myself, I'll think, oh, I'll get no words done that day.
Yeah, because it's totally true.
About getting that 500 words, 600 words, 700 words every 20 minutes. Plus, we're all really familiar with each other. And we help each other with story problems. We don't ever tell each other how to write, but I say, okay, I'm kind of stuck here. And you guys ask me questions and you ask me smart questions. And so that helps me stumble upon the process of discovery of how to fix the problem.
Yeah. Or we Except throw stuff out. He tells me and how then you're like, yes, yes. Or we throw stuff out and you're like, eh, like we can tell it's not hitting. And then you go think of something else, right? But sometimes just the catalyst of like the new information, right. Like,
but would it be safe to say, that there have been times where normally both of you, because you have higher input and intellection, where both of you would have probably said, I need to stop writing and go away and come back to the story. But instead we have like a 3-minute conversation and you don't go away, you stay and you end up writing another 1,000 or 2,000 words. Is that fair to say?
I'd say that's 100%. That my typical pattern is, because I write into the dark. I don't outline at all. When I hit the end of what my headlights can see, it's not unusual for me to go away from the keyboard for a day or 2 days or 3 days, sometimes a week, sometimes a couple weeks, which kind of plays havoc with our pre-order deadlines but there's something about knowing that we've got another sprint coming in 2 minutes and I got to write something that kicks my brain into gear. And all of a sudden I'm tapping on my very loud little mechanical keyboard here, which Terry can hear sometimes because I forget to mute myself.
Yeah. It's soothing. The other thing I find is that, and I've seen it from both of you, and especially Sean, because Sean and I are both laughing at ourselves for not hating on this as much as we should for liking it, but we're there. I can't wait to get up. It's like I've been writing for 7 or 8 years as well. And I remember when I first started writing, you had that, you wanted to get up early and start writing and you wanted to stay up late and start writing. And then that kind of goes away. It becomes a job. You've got other things to do. You let things pull you away because you can write in a short period of time. But I've been finding since we started this room, I'm like waking up saying, man, I wonder if the room's open. If not, I'll open it. And as soon as we open a room, Sean's right there. And Sean, three times for the day, he's like, well, that's it for me for the day, guys. And then literally you hear ding dong and Sean's coming back. I'm like, what? And he's like, well, I thought I'd get a few more words. And it really does spur that. And it's not all deep competition. It's just that inclusion, that part of being with something, which is really, really powerful.
Yeah, occasionally we do, like, one of us will edit and the other two will write, or like when Crystal comes in, rarely are all four of us writing at the same time. And sometimes it's just me and Sean or me and Terry or Terry and Crystal. Like, it's different, right? But I would say not having it be too big was also a thing. Like the fact that it's just a few of us and everybody can kind of talk in between the sprints for a half a minute. Then we all feel like we've had a social interaction with other humans and then we get back to it.
I've heard about people who do this like on YouTube and they'll have 25 writers. And to me, that sounds like chaos a little bit. I think the key for us is we all know each other and we all like each other. It creates a dynamic. We all trust each other as writers. So I think it's important to be at kind of the same level in your careers. We've all got a bunch of books out. I think we've all got probably 20 books or more out. And so we know, I just think if you have 5 people that are really experienced and 1 person that's brand new, that's still saying, what do you write? When do you write your opening line or a question like that? It would be harder. So it's good to find. But if you're all beginners, there's nothing wrong with that. We were all beginners once. We all wrote our first book, but I think you should find people that are closer to where you are.
I agree.
And I think you also need someone in the group that's always going to be going. We talk for a bit, but usually one of us will then say, okay, we've got to go. So it doesn't become an hour long gab session, which we do have sometimes when we're done. And then you're right. What Sean said is really right too. Cause if you get too many people in the group, then there'll be people that you might say, so-and-so is going to be there. They kind of bother me. I don't want to go. I don't want to be in that room. It affects the energy of the creative energy.
It does.
Yeah.
Like we would all intentionally meet in a coffee shop together to hang out if we all lived in the same town.
For sure.
And we don't, right? Like we live across the country and that's one of the benefits of Zoom. And actually, because it's Zoom and we record the podcast on Zoom, this is literally what it looks like when we're writing. So like you guys are looking at what we look at when we see this. So like I'll go write on my other computer and Sean writes on his computer and Terry's writing, and we all just kind of set the timer and start writing, and then it looks just like this. So it's super familiar.
And sometimes when I'm stalled out and I'm sitting here with my hands behind my head and I'm staring at the ceiling and I'm trying to think of what's next, and I'll glance and I'll see you, Becca, and you're like laying back. Yeah. And I'm thinking, hey, we're in exactly that same spot. We have no idea what's coming next, but I can see our imaginations work, and there's something cool about that too.
Yeah.
Not Terry. And I like, he's a typing machine. He never stops. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm the worst. I still get pulled away in little conversations to different things. But yeah, we get it. And the other thing is, we're not super, super competitive. That we all realize that we're all winning. Even the one, like, I'm consistently the one with the lowest word count, but I'm still writing probably more words per hour than I would if I wasn't doing sprints. And we've also played with the times a little bit so far. We found that 20-minute sprints gets us an overall better word count, all of us, for an hour gone.
And 30.
Half an hour sprints. It's just something about it. So you want to play with that as well. But yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And Terry and I had both done hour writing sessions before, where like you'd write for the whole hour. And it was interesting when we started messing around with the time to see what happened. And with the first times we started doing the 30 minutes, we would all kind of, like, I noticed us all kind of breaking at 20 minutes. And Sean, when we were done, was like, yeah, I kind of looked at the clock, you know, when the 20 minutes was done. And so I thought, okay, well, we'll stay at 20 now. So I think we found it. But, you know, if that gets boring, we might do 15, we might do 30, we might do 25. Like, because of course, and the benefit of being here with where we talk about strengths all the time is like, we understand not everybody's going to write every session. Not everybody's going to write fast or high. Like, we've had 950 word 20 minute sprints and 12 word 20 minute sprints or 0 word 20 minute sprints. And they're all awesome. And I'll be honest,
I went in the negative briefly this morning.
Like, I just finished a book doing this, and I wrote 70,000 words in 14 days. And it didn't feel like I was writing that much, because when we would do 20 minutes on, 5 off, and 20 on and 5 off, and all of a sudden at the end you've got 5 or 10,000 words and you didn't even really think that you were writing that much. Yeah. Like, it's just because it's fun to be in the room together as well. Like, yeah. And then they celebrated with me, right? Like, Sean played Fanfare for the Common Man when I was done with my book, and it was fun. Yeah. We get the celebration.
I'm a musical guy in the group, I think.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you guys actually play musical instruments, and I can't play anything, but
yeah. And it's funny you mention that, because you're right. Crystal came in the other day, her first day in, and you could tell she's familiar with these before. She's done them with you before, just you and her. Yeah. But then there was a point where she said, holy cow, I've already got 3,000 words. Like, I haven't, that's, and it feels like I did not, like, there's nothing there. And and then she did another 3 after that. She did 6.
Yeah.
And I think that 20 minutes, every 20 minutes for us has been a magic number, because there is something good in these 5 minutes of talking we get with each other. What did you do?
And then the focus, right? Like, we get the super focus, and then we totally don't focus at all.
Without doing this, I discovered something about my process, because you were both here and you're both my alpha readers. I've discovered something in my process that has enabled me now to cut out one full pass of editing, and that's going to save over 30 hours a book. And that would have never, that may have happened eventually, but literally I doubt whenever anyone compliments me. So Sean said it would be fine if I didn't do that pass. I didn't kind of believe him. I did. But then Becca backed it right up. So the fact you two were here,
and then Sean did the math, right?
Right. And then Sean did the math and showed me, and Sean went, wait a minute, 30 hours, Terry, that's another half a book you could write instead of change things around that I couldn't even tell if you changed. And so that's a huge process. So you never know what the benefits are going to be as well from doing this.
Yeah. Serendipity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to sign off, because we're actually going to write right now. Like, we're starting a session right now. It is in the afternoon. And we typically do them in about 2-hour blocks, where we'll do a few of them and then we'll take a break so we can all also not sit down all the time, because that was a big deal too. Yep. And take a break. And then we're going to do a bunch of writing because we want to get Sean to 30K for the for the week this week. Yeah. And
one more thing, if it's okay, yeah. If I add just if people do this and like it, they could also do it if like we don't get sick of each other, but that's not common. I don't think it's common. So if you have different writing friends and you want to start this up and you do it with one group and you're not sure how it's going to be, you can just say, hey, I'm just doing this one time, or I just do this on Mondays when I can. Yeah. And you could do a Monday group, a Tuesday group, a Wednesday group, or if you want to do it with some of your fans, you could do different days. So there's all sorts of creative things you can do to mix this up as well.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a Zoom account that'll allow you to do this, I know Facebook has recently added rooms where you can go in and do it there. So
or Instagram too.
Yeah, there's a ton of different ways that you could do it.
So. Skype.
Skype, yeah.
Yeah, you can also do Skype. And I'm going to put in another plug also for trying it out, right? Because like that's one of the reasons I wanted you guys to hear these guys talk was because they both were skeptical at the beginning. And it's normal to be skeptical, especially those of us who are not super extroverted, right? Like we don't think of ourselves as needing other people. But the reason we call it The Office, like that's why we titled this The Office, is because it's like going into an office. You're still going to work. You're still going to do your own work. But the people who are there are part of the draw to have fun doing the work. And so it's like going into an office. And I say a lot, I miss being in an office because I like the sort of water cooler chat and, you know, building relationships with other people. And this is a way to do that. And also to not have to leave your house.
Yeah. And awesome. We all get to argue about who's Jim and who's Pam in the office.
Yes. We don't. We all know that you're Jim. We know that you're Jim.
My fondest dream.
But to be fair, Jim and Pam, then, you guys don't know Sean's wife, Dawn. But if you don't, they wrote a book together that you can read. Then you can see the Jim and Pam of The Office.
I haven't seen the show. I've never seen the show, but you told me that I'm Dwight and he's a great character in it. So I feel really positive about that.
Yes, no, actually, I'm the one wearing the mustard yellow, so I'm probably Dwight.
It's true. Actually, I'm probably Kevin instead or something.
No, you're not Kevin. Can't we all be Jim? Jim is the fun one.
We can all be Jim.
We're all Jim. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be Jim.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here and for doing this. I'll obviously tell everyone how we did after we stop, but we're going to stop the recording so we can go and write now so we can get Sean to 4K. And so what do you think? It was pretty fun for us. We had a great time talking about it. Obviously, you can see we enjoy being together and our writer's office is very fun for us. And I do really think of it as a place that I get up and go, like when I used to go into the office for my full-time job. And I kind of miss that a little bit. I miss the socialness of it. And so I'm really excited to be able to have this to do again. And I'm sure that you'll hear us talk about it at some point in the future here. And if not, you can head over to the Better Faster Academy Facebook page where we've been talking about it quite a bit. There is no such thing as an unrelated issue in productivity. And so that is what we are talking about. Thank you guys all for being here. We have one more Writer's Block episode to do next week. We're going to do the myths and close the series. And then we will be moving on to bigger and brighter territory. There are several other things on the docket. So I hope you guys will continue to join us at the QuickCast. We look forward to having you. And for now, keep writing. Keep thinking, keep plotting, keep planning, keep editing. We will see you next time. Have a good week. Bye.